What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And I just want to encourage you guys out there today to stay tuned for a powerful show. I have a special co-host. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Denise Lindsay.
That's wifey. And we're here today because we have a topic that I wanted my wife to join in on, just to hear, you know, her thoughts and her opinions on this topic. I put a little verbiage out there on social media to see what our listeners think, and we got a lot of great feedback, a lot of good points, a lot of good views. She doesn't know the topic yet, so I'm about to surprise her, which makes it even better show because we're gonna hear it straight from her heart. So the topic today is, can video games create bullies? Can video games create bullies? And I gave an example on social media where I use Grand Theft Auto. A lot of you guys may be familiar with that game, and it has a lot of violence in it. It has a lot of promiscuous activity in it. It promotes violence to the highest. You know, I'm not going to lie, I played the game several times before. I actually still have the game, even though I don't play it now. And it has a lot of violence in it. But I'm not on the chopping block today. We're talking about the kids playing the game. I'm a grown man, still don't justify it, but at the same time, can you imagine a child whose mind is still developing, they're still trying to discover who they are, and they're playing games like this? Does these games create bullies, or there's no problem, it's just a video game? So we're gonna get into it. Denise, baby,
yes,
what do you think about it? Can video games create bullies?
Yes. I think it can.
All right. How so, may I ask?
It definitely starts with the mind to me. Once you start playing it for a very long time, your mentality and playing it, you start to love it, and your mind just starts to change. And you start, and it's just a feeling of just being excited to do bad things to me. It's just the feeling of doing bad things, and just doing it, you know. Even if it's on a video, it can become real to you. You know, just not to get off, go on a tangent, but just the things that happening in the world right now, and you know, with the Batman, the man watching the Batman and going to the movie theater and doing the same thing of what he's seen. Those things can play a major part in your life, and you not know how attached you are to it until you start thinking about those things, even when you're not doing it.
That's good.
It could become a part of you. It's something that you don't know how to leave alone, how to separate from. You just want to do it all the time, not knowing that, you know, it can affect you emotionally when you get angry, you know, and then you're thinking about all these negative thoughts. But that, to me, that has a major part of your life.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you, baby. So I'm still having you on the hot seat. Question. Well, let me say this real quick. What do you say about years of research? We're talking about doctors, psychologists, we talk about therapists, we talk about experts that say bullying, or excuse me, they say that video games don't create bullies, that that imaginational space may be something that kids, you know, get involved in to escape reality. But research and years of research and years of doctors promote a lot on blogs and shows and you know, just talk shows about it does not create bullies, or it does not create violence. What do you say to the experts? If we say, or we believe, let me say we believe that these negative video games affect our children in some way in their behavior, in a negative way, and then the experts and doctors say that it doesn't. What do you say to that? And they're the experts.
I would say just because it never happened to them, or they never experienced it firsthand, does not mean that it's not true. So what do we say about music, you know, and the influence that it has on people? you know, not to go off on the tangent again, but when it comes to music, I've had someone that I've known years ago that got in a car accident because they were driving and they were listening to this music and they thought they was in a music video. So they steering the wheel as if they're in a music video and they get in a car accident. Now tell me that's not, you know, that's not crazy.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But when it comes to music video, I truly believe that it will have an impact. I mean, it's going into your eye gates.
Yeah.
You know, you're hearing. I mean, you're listening to the violence. You're listening to the music that's playing behind it. Because, of course, some of the music is also, they put, you know, music with it. That's probably not too good. But as far as just... why can't it be a reality?
Yeah.
You know, why don't these things really happen? I mean, who has the question to those? I mean, I think that it does. But to those who are doing scientific experiments or things like that, I don't think that goes with reality.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that those things can happen. Anything's possible.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. That's the thing that gets me, bae, where... And I'm always like this, and I've been like this, you know, since I was little with debates with my brother. You know, a lot of people say, and they don't know they're saying it sometimes, but some people say most people, and some people say all people when they talk. So they say, you know, all people are like this, or all people do this, or everybody does that. And I never like that talk, because if there's one person, just one person that don't do it, it messes up that phrase all. Which means it's good to say some and most. And the reason why I bring that up is because with all this expert, you know, research and things like that, you got doctors and things like that, which is great to do studies to get some type of feel, but you can't lock it in because everyone's different. You know what I mean? And if you have 20 people that you research and you do a survey or a beta test in one room, and out of those 20 people, they all give you the same results. And it's supposed to be 21 that day, and one didn't show up. And that one that didn't show up actually takes the test the next day. And they actually show the results of being influenced by a video game. It messes up your statistic. It messes up your analogy. It messes up everything that you try to put together to say that this group of kids or these group of people don't do it, which means all must not do it. And that's why I have the problem with. I'm very funny about statistics, because statistics take the emotional piece out of understanding people. It takes the quality of people being different out of the scenario, and you throw everybody in the bucket. So I'm real funny at, you know, on you know, research being the truth. I think we need research. I think we should have research. I think we should do surveys and have statistics, because we definitely need those things. But you can't program that into people's minds to believe that this is what it is for everyone. Everyone. So speaking of statistics, Denise, I got another thing I want to share with you. They say most statistics on video games not being negative is based on criminal activity. Now, what that means, with all the research that we hear, with all the doctors and the therapists and those who are doing these scientific studies, they're not comparing it to our topic today. Now, our topic says, can video games create bullies? What they're comparing it is, there's a certain amount of people who do crime. There's a certain amount of people who do violence, right? And those people are the people that they're getting these statistics from. So they say, okay, we got 100 people that went to jail because of this. And we have 100 people that committed this violent act. And we're going to use those statistics to try to incorporate bullying with it as well. But let's say you never commit a crime. Let's say you're just a person with a bad attitude at a job. Let's say you don't never go as far as committing a crime. That way you can't be in a statistic. You understand what I'm saying? So there's people who are just, people just don't like them at the job. There's people who don't like them in their social gatherings, And they got this aggressive behavior because when they were younger, they had certain things like video games influencing them. They didn't make it to the bars or behind the jail cell, but they made it to corporate America, or they made it to certain gatherings where they're a bad person and they didn't make it to the survey. So this is where the statistic kind of counteracts out. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't survey people you don't know. You can't survey all those are out there having bad attitudes, mistreating people, because they have all this aggression that they get from video games and they grew up with that behavior to become an aggressive adult. Where is your survey for those people? Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of don't want to always depend on, you know, the therapist, or depend on the doctors, or depend on studies, because there's a group of people you never surveyed. Mm-hmm. Okay? So question, in saying all of that, what do you think about those who don't make the cut of the survey, but they use the survey to try to cover a point over the masses? Mm-hmm. What do you say about that?
I think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong?
I think it's wrong. I think it shouldn't be done. But once again, when people see something that looks like facts, mm-hmm. some people just agree with it. They're like, wow, this is really true. But they really don't know that there's more out there. Mm-hmm. There's more out there than just what that was said. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage people one mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. you know, research things yourself. I mean, research things in your own life. I mean, maybe mm-hmm. if you might find something different about you or about your children, that may not match what that statistic is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just don't believe everything you read.
That's my baby. Isn't she awesome? I love my baby. So I got a question for you, baby. I'm shooting them out like rapid fire. Bah, 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 bah. All right. What I love about my baby, you know, including myself, we are a couple that loves the Lord. We are a Christian couple. And we, to our best abilities, we promote Christ. And we promote love and encouragement to all walks of life. And there's a scripture that I'm going to say, and I want you, babe, out of your own words and your own way to elaborate how that relates to what we're talking about today. So the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, as the things that he intakes into his mind that becomes rooted in his heart, his actions become part of that. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How can that scripture relate to, can video games create bullies?
Hmm. Well, I do want to say, just to elaborate on the scripture.
Go for it. Go for
if
it.
My own words within you going to come out you.
Come on. That's real.
The things that we try to hide and the mm-hmm. things that people, you think people don't know about you, will come out you. Will come out you. I mean, that's why our character is so important, not mm-hmm. to try to hide things, you know, try to work on the things that need to be worked on and not try to hide it, because it will come out when you least expect it. But as far as with the video games, while you're playing a video game, those things that you're learning in those video games, the time that you invest in those video games, mm-hmm. the relationship you're building with those video games, the negative video games are what I'm saying, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those things can come out you. Mm. It could become violent. It doesn't have to mean that you have to use a weapon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be what you say. Mm-hmm. You don't know the impact that it has on your life until you get angry. Mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. care who you are. Mm-hmm. Until you get angry, that's when those things can come out you. And you're like, wow, I didn't know this was in me. And a lot of those things, most of those things, you can't take back. Mm-hmm. The things you say, you can't take back. You know, the actions that you do, you can't take it back.
That's right.
So we have to pour positive things in mm-hmm. our life. Mm-hmm. Positive games in our life. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. positive music in our life, mm-hmm. you know, things that won't influence us and motivate us to do negative things, because we may not think that it has a impact on us, but there's a portal. Mm. There's a portal out there, a evil portal that's trying to draw people to it.
Let them know that.
Yes, but we need that portal of positivity.
That's right.
Because you ever, not to change the subject, but you ever been happy and excited and then you go around someone who's down and angry and depressed, and how your mood changes. Mm. You're like, wow, I was doing good until I talked to this person. Mm. You know? And you're like, wow, what happened? You know, because we got drawn into the negativity. It's so easy to get drawn. But when you stay positive and you seek positive things, you know how to walk away from the negativity to the positive. You know how to stay in the light and out of the darkness.
So a lot of thank you, baby. A lot of rooted anger, a lot of rooted energy that we may socialize with in our friends or we may have in ourselves doesn't always come from parents or bad atmospheres or, you know, a bad upbringing or, you know, addictions, you know. Video games can be an addiction, you know, and we have to be careful in allowing certain things to be sowed into us. Now, I want to flip this because I was always going with an angle in this conversation with my wife on purpose that she doesn't know, but I love how it was moving because I see something while we're talking. There's a reason why when we have these discussions that we put a lot of energy on sharing it in the beginning. What about kids, you know, playing these video games? And then as you really listen to our conversation, we develop more of a dialogue with adults, with aggression, with adults, with negative atmospheres and negative behavior, negative things. Because please believe, if we don't nip it in the bud when they're kids, if we don't pull those games back and replace it with something positive, if we don't make a point to sit down and talk with them and explain to them, you know, that these things being sold into you is going to adjust your behavior, they will become those broken adults. They will become them adults that are sarcastic, the ones that are belittling people in their atmosphere, belittling people at work. I talk to so many adults that have issues at work, bullying in the workplace. So we are addressing those things on two categories where we want to nip it in the bud with the children so that they don't become like this as an adult. So final question, Miss Denise, and we're going to wrap this thing up because I love the way it went. And maybe if you feel like it, we could do a part two another day on this. Let's say there's a parent out there and this parent, hypothetically, this parent has a child that plays Grand Theft Auto, all right? Plays it 24/7, all day long, night and day. A very, very, very aggressive, negative, violent, bad language video game. And this parent has lost their power. This parent can't stop them from playing it. This parent has constant arguments with this child. This child speaks to this parent as if they're equal. This child even used bad language towards this parent. It's almost in the sense that this parent may even have a little bit of fear of their child and worrying about a physical altercation, not having it, not that it has gotten there yet, but the energy of it, the parent may sense that and kind of, you know, submit themselves to the child. Closing out, what are some things that you can share with a parent about negative video games like Grand Theft Auto, and how can we encourage them to detach those type of games from their child while developing a little bit of fear of doing it? You need me to reiterate? So you have a parent. You have a parent that has a child. They notice that their child's playing a video game that's very negative, and they can see the change in their child's behavior, even how they address them. They're very disrespectful. They play it all day, all night, and they even have some fear of their own child. But we as encouragers on this podcast leave a message. How do we, or how would you share with that parent some tips on speaking up, some tips on disconnecting, and some outside resources that may can help them adjust that child's, how to say it, not just their behavior, but adjust their schedule mm-hmm. with these type of things, because something has to change. Mm-hmm. But that parent don't know how to change it while being in fear of that child. Mm-hmm. I think I said it right. Okay, so help us out. Help us out.
Well, I would just say it, be a part of their schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that they would usually do by, okay, we know this time they always playing a game. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a new game, play it with them, start a new game, find mm-hmm. something new. I mean, if that doesn't work out, try something else. Just be a part of their schedule. And if you need help, you know, definitely reach out to different organizations mm-hmm. that work with kids. I mean, mm-hmm. that do fun activities, because we... As we know, back in the day, we probably was outside a lot more.
Having a ball.
Outside playing, mm-hmm. you know, outside more than being on games and being on phones. So it is a new time for us. Mm-hmm. So definitely just be in their schedule. Be a part of their schedule.
That's good.
So if they're in there playing a game, come in here and just like, hey, you know, start saying, hey, let's try this, or let's go do this. Let's go outside and take a walk. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go read. Even if they don't want to, it's okay. It's okay, because they might want to be stuck on a game. Mm-hmm. But you, as the parent, you have full control mm-hmm. to say, hey, come on, let's go here. Come on to the supermarket with me. Mm-hmm. And they don't know, you might That's be good. Surprise them and take them somewhere to get a cupcake or something. Mm-hmm. You know, just spend that extra quality time with them. And then as you spend time with them and build a healthier relationship mm-hmm. or just start building a relationship, you can start incorporating why those things aren't good, or why you wouldn't want them to play those games, and how it may have an energy on them. You can incorporate it in a good way, a fun cool. way, mm. but you have to build a relationship with them first mm. because there's no way, you know, a kid will want to open up once you ask them questions about what they like, mm-hmm. what they mm-hmm. what color do you like. I don't know if you know it already, mm-hmm. but you know, just start asking questions. What favorite food do you like? Mm. You know, just things about them. Start mm. building them up, encouraging them. Mm. You know, so I just think that just building a relationship with your child and becoming if you're not already, and if you are, that's great. Mm. But, you know, you can turn it up even more.
I think that was perfect. That was perfect. Thank you, babe. That encouraged me, because you nailed it. There's nothing that you said wouldn't adjust the situation. I think that's perfect. That's perfect. So we're going to close out. Thank you, baby, for being my co-host today on Leave a Message.
You're very welcome.
One thing, I just want to encourage all the parents out there. And I think Denise has one more thing to say, but she doesn't. So I just want to say this, please, while we can, and I'm including myself and Denise as well, because we are parents of two children. Celebrate your kids. Celebrate your kids. Celebrate them. We just took our baby girl out yesterday to have some fun. But celebrate your kids. You know, let them know that they have value and they have worth. You know, don't let anything around them, not just video games, but don't let anything dictate their feelings and their emotions to a place that they become in a bondage or in a shell, you know, isolated from the world and only absorbing, you know, negative activities. Denise said it so perfect. Get involved, but celebrate your kids. I can't stress that enough, you know, and just don't come down on them so hard, but be more in a celebrated experience with them, that they love life and they love life with you. So we're going to close out. You are here with us at Leave a Message. We thank you once again for tuning in with Leave a Message. And when we're on the air, we try to talk about things that deal with not just parenting, but bullying. And we try to encourage you, if you have any questions, comments, tips, praise reports, testimonies, call us and leave a message at 757-447-4238. You can leave us a message at any time. I will listen to them all. We will air it on the radio podcast. We will not mention your name, but we will air it, and we will have some dialogue and some discussion on what you shared. And please, 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 if you haven't gotten an anti-bullying match card game, they're only $19.99. You can go to antibullyingmatchcardgame.com, pick you one up, tell us what you think about it, what you enjoyed about it, some things you made me needed adjustment. We are here to hear all the feedback. Last but not least, please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, click that notification bell at Anti-Bullying Match Card Game. So we are on all platforms, and we want to just encourage you guys out there to continue to be involved with your children, continue to encourage them and empower them to be kind to others, and to let them know that bullying is a no-no. We thank y'all so much, and we ask you to tune in next time. Miss Denise, you got anything you want to say?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I love my baby. Talk to you guys later. Peace out.